for his glory. But as it is customary, on deputation, the one that is leading has to bring a word of testimony. And I just want to turn you to Genesis chapter 12. It's only one verse. Genesis chapter 12, and just the very first verse there. That's really the verse of my testimony. Genesis 12 and the verse 1. I just want to read that verse to you. It's a well-known verse. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I was very privileged. I was born in a Christian home in November 1994. You can work that out. I'm coming 30 this year. If I get a few more years below my belt, I may not mention my birth date. But I was very blessed. Mum and Dad were saved and walking with the Lord at the time of my birth. And for the first almost 5 years of my life, we lived in with my grandparents. My grandfather is backslidden, but my grandmother is saved and walking with the Lord. And she had a tremendous influence on my life, still does. I thank God she's still with us and she still speaks to me often about the Lord. And I can remember from my earliest memory, my grandmother in particular singing me little choruses from the scriptures that she had learned, I suppose, when she was younger, and telling me that I needed to be saved and I needed to be born again. As well as that, Mum was very faithful to my soul. My dad was working long hours. He was self-employed, still is, in car body repair. And he was building our house at that time. And it was being built as Dad could afford it, I suppose, with work. And so Dad was working long hours. I didn't see that much of him. But Mum was very faithful to my soul every night as I went to bed. Mum never missed a night. No matter how tired she was, how busy she was, whatever she had on her plate, so to speak, She always sat down and read and prayed with me. She would have taken the narrative from the scriptures and she would have made it a little bit like a children's meeting. She would have brought it down to my level and told me the stories of the Bible. And I can remember her teaching me about creation, about Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. I can remember all that from a very young age. And I never really wanted to listen. I always wanted to get to sleep or do something else. But Mum was very faithful to my soul. I was sent to a local Sunday school. It wasn't the Free Presbyterian, but it was a local Sunday school. And I did hear the gospel there as well. And it was on the 7th of November, 1999. Mum had been teaching me about David and Jonathan in the scriptures. And how David became king of Israel. He's the shepherd boy. Became king of Israel. But he was friendly with Jonathan, the king's son at that time, as you know. And my first name is Jonathan. I prefer Johnny, but my first name is Jonathan, and my middle name is David. So whenever I heard those two names together, of course, as a child, you start to pick up. You're wondering, are they like me? Who were they like? What were they like? And then Mum told me about how Saul was killed in the battle, and how Jonathan was killed in the battle with the Israelites, or with the Philistines, I should say. And she said to me that night, I never forget her words. She said, "And Jonathan died that day." And it was those words that the Lord really took and spoke to my heart. And I knew that I wasn't saved. I knew that I was a sinner, even as a child. I didn't maybe understand all the terminology, but I knew that I had a burden of sin that needed to be dealt with. And I remember saying to my mum, "Mum, I'm afraid to die." And she said, "You need to ask the Lord Jesus to take away your sins and to wash you in his blood." And that's what I did that night. And the Lord saved me that night, the peace and the joy I knew. I wasn't quite 5, a few weeks off my 5th birthday, but the Lord saved me that night and looked after me and brought me through to himself. I went to primary school, and fast forwarding a little bit, primary school was good years. I had a Christian principal, Christian teachers. It wasn't a Christian school, but it was a country school. And the principal, she made sure that we were taught the gospel and we were taught it in our assemblies and different parts of the school day. We never missed the gospel in that church, or in that school, sorry. But we went into secondary school. I went to Ballymena Academy. I believe Stephen as well went to the same school as myself a few years before me. And it was there that I sadly backslid in my first 2 years at school, 2.5 years, give or take. I did have a Christian friend, but sadly it wasn't enough. I was led away by worldly ideas and pleasures and friends. It really was the friends that led me away. And maybe you're a Christian this morning, and maybe you're at school, maybe you're at that crossroads, your teenage years, and be very careful with your friends and who you have in your group of friends, because they can definitely lead you astray. And certainly that's what happened to me. And I came to the end of my third year, going into my GCSE years, and the Lord, that particular summer 2009, really spoke to my heart, really showed me how far off I was, how much I had failed Him, how much I had walked away, how cold my heart was. And on the 29th of August 2009, the Lord restored me unto Himself. It wasn't too long after that. I turned about 15, 16, and the Lord, I believe, began to speak to me about becoming a minister, about preaching the Word of God. But I had my own ideas and notions, as you often do at that age, and I wanted to go on to university, and I wanted to become a doctor. So I put that in the back of my mind. I do believe the Lord was calling me. I had verses at that time, particular circumstances that I can't go into now for sake of time, but the Lord definitely was speaking to my heart then. I missed the cut for medicine by one grade. The Lord didn't let me go where I wanted to go. He was hedging up my way. I left school. I had no real idea of what to do. Went to work with my dad for about 6 or 7 years at car body repair, apprenticeship and all that came with that. But it was a time of great doubts, a time of great struggling in my own heart. I really lacked direction and guidance. I was struggling terribly. And the Lord was speaking to my heart and telling me that I was not where I should be. It came to April 2017, and I suppose you could say the doubt started to lift. The Lord dealt with me in a way, and I began to trust Him more and more. He was leading me through a path, and the students actually were in Portland Owen Church, where I was attending at that time, Portland Owen Free Presbyterian, and I knew the Lord was telling me, that's where you should be. You've wasted these years, that's where you should be. In August of that year, I began reading through the Bible from beginning to end. I just wanted to start from the start, from Genesis. And I came to this verse in Genesis 12:1. That's why I read it. And this verse, I read it over and over, and the Lord impressed it upon my heart. I couldn't get away from it. I tried. I was afraid of it. But the Lord spoke to me through this verse. I was an only child, never left home for very much. Never went on holidays anywhere bar Portrush. Dad was afraid of flying and all that came with that, so we never really travelled. But it said, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house. I says, Lord, I don't understand. Where do you want me to go? And the Lord spoke to me again, impressed upon my mind that it was the ministry. I met my future wife. She's my wife today. I met her in August, that same month. And I then moved a few months later to Macrofield, to the church in Macrofield. We got married in August 2020, during, I suppose, lockdown, everything that came with that. And then in September 2020, I entered the Whitfield College. And the Lord has blessed and helped us in all that we've done. He got me involved in the open air work in Macrofield. He used me there. It's the first time I ever preached, was in the open air. It's very different than in a church, when you have men and women going past, perhaps shouting at you, or perhaps beeping their horn, or whatever it be. And then you come into a church and it's quiet. People actually want to listen. It's quite different, I have to say. But the Lord used me in Macrofield and led me down this path, and He has opened this door of service for me. And now here we are, 3.5 years later, and we've had our difficulties. We lost our little boy just last August, the last day of August last year, our son Matthew. And the Lord has helped us in that grief. He has given us grace to go on with him. And we are expecting another little one now in the middle of May, and we thank God for that. And I'd ask for your prayers for my wife and myself as well, and for my daughter Emily as well. She's coming 3 in July. So the Lord has blessed us and been with us. We've had difficulties and problems, but the Lord has never left our side. And even in the darkness, somewhere in the shadows, we found the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'd encourage you today, if you're not saved, that you would come to Christ and you would seek His face. He's a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. I can say to you that I have had family, friends, acquaintances turn on me, different people that have let me down. But the Lord Jesus Christ has never let me down. And that moment all those years ago, when I was almost 5, He saved me. And He has never left me since. And I trust and pray today that this word of testimony will be a blessing to your heart and to your soul. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Just before a brother comes to preach God's word, we want to have our offering hymn. I believe this is your first offering hymn for quite a while, and so it's good to have it. Hymn number 430, hymn 430, All the way my Saviour leads me, what have I to ask beside? Now remain seated.